I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we tell about movie director and producer Sidney Pollack. He made many popular movies with some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. The award-winning movies he directed in the 1970s and 80s include The Way We Were, Tootsie, and Out of Africa.
Sidney Pollack also acted in many films, including Tootsie, released in 1982. In the movie, Dustin Hoffman plays an actor, Michael Dorsey. He has trouble getting acting jobs because he is very difficult to work with. He goes to see his agent, George Fields, whose job is to get him acting jobs. Sidney Pollack plays the agent.
Nobody will hire you.
Are you saying that nobody in New York will work with me?
Oh, no, that's too limited. Nobody in Hollywood wants to work with you either. I can't even send you up for a commercial. You played a tomato for 30 seconds. They want a half a day over schedule because you wouldn't sit down.
Yes, it wasn't logical.
You were a tomato! A tomato doesn't have logic! A tomato can't move!
That's what I said. So if you can't move, how's he going to sit down, George?
Later, Michael Dorsey proves his agent wrong. He dresses up like a woman and gets a job acting on a popular daytime television series.
Tootsie was a huge success, but filming it was not easy. Hoffman and Pollack argued about the movie. Pollack wanted to bring attention to the love affair between the two main characters. Hoffman wanted to make a funnier version of the story. The movie cost more money and took more time to make than it was supposed to. But in the end, Tootsie received 10 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture. It earned over $170 million in the United States.
Sidney Pollack made movies with big stars, high production values, and often political or moral subjects. His movies were popular with the general public, while also remaining sharply intelligent. He said that his movies were not about special effects and high-technology action scenes. He said his movies were character-driven stories defined by the performances of the actors.
Sidney Irwin Pollack was born in 1934 in Lafayette, Indiana. His parents were Russian Americans who met in college in Indiana. In high school, Sidney discovered his love of theater. He later moved to New York City to study at the Neighborhood Playhouse School of the Theater. Pollack studied there for 2 years, then continued working as an assistant to the head of the school's acting department. In 1958, he married Claire Griswold.
Sidney Pollack acted in many plays during this early part of his career. One person he met during these years was the actor Burt Lancaster. Lancaster suggested that Pollack try directing instead of acting. Pollack later said that his time as an acting teacher helped him a great deal in developing his method as a director.
During the 1960s, Sidney Pollack began directing shows on television like Ben Casey and Naked City. His first full-length movie, The Slender Thread, came out in 1965, followed a year later by This Property is Condemned. These were not successful. Then, in 1969, Pollock directed They Shoot Horses, Don't They? This movie tells an intense story about a group of people in a dance competition during the Great Depression in the 1930s. Jane Fonda and Michael Sarrazin give powerful performances as two struggling contestants. The film received 9 Academy Award nominations, including one for Pollock.
Robert Redford starred in many of Pollock's movies. The two became friends in the early 1960s. They worked together on 7 movies. One is a Western, Jeremiah Johnson. Another is The Way We Were, which stars the actress and singer Barbara Streisand. In 3 Days of the Condor, Robert Redford plays a worker at the Central Intelligence Agency who becomes caught in a deadly political plot.
Sidney Pollack's best movie is probably Out of Africa, which was released in 1985. This beautifully filmed movie was based on a book by the Danish writer Karen Blixen about her life. She wrote the book under the name Isak Dennison. She moved to Kenya in 1914 to buy land and operate a coffee-growing farm. Pollock's movie version brought to life the great love story between Baroness Blixen and the big game hunter Dennis Finch Hatton. Two of the biggest stars of the 1980s, Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, play the lovers. Here they meet for the first time. Karen Blixen is looking at the wildlife on her land when her horse runs away. She sees a lion walking towards her.
I wouldn't run. If you do, she'll think you're something good to eat.
Do you have a gun?
She won't like the smell of you.
Shoot it.
She's had breakfast.
Don't. Please shoot her.
Oh, let's give her a moment.
Oh, my God, shoot her. Just how much closer did you expect to let her come?
A bit. She wanted to see if you'd run. That's what they decide. A lot like people that way.
She almost had me for lunch.
Well, it wasn't her fault, Baroness. She's a lion.
Out of Africa won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Director and Best Picture for Sidney Pollack. 5 years later, Pollack directed Havana, also starring Robert Redford. This movie was followed by The Firm and Sabrina. In 2005, Pollack directed The Interpreter, starring Sean Penn and Nicole Kidman. Part of the movie was filmed in the United Nations building in New York City. It is the only movie ever filmed inside the buildings of the UN General Assembly and Security Council.
Sidney Pollack once said that he backed into filmmaking and never actually trained for the job. He said that directing movies made him very tense. He noted that every 15-minute period in making a movie represents thousands of dollars, so a director is concerned about the clock every minute.
Pollack also produced many films during his long career. He started a production company called Mirage Productions in the 1980s. He said that he liked the creative part of being a producer, and he said he liked producing because not getting the praise or the blame for a movie was a big relief. His production credits include Sense and Sensibility, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and Cold Mountain. He also produced Michael Clayton, which was nominated for Best Picture in 2008. In 2005, he directed and produced Sketches of Frank Gehry, a documentary about the famous architect. Here, Pollack talks about his friendship with Frank Gehry.
Frank's got his own original and sort of perverse way of doing things. We've been friends for several years. We spent a lot of time together bemoaning the difficulties of trying to find personal expressiveness within disciplines that make stringent commercial demands. Several people approached him with the idea of making a documentary about him. And when he asked me if I'd do it, I thought he was crazy. It's not just that I didn't know anything about making documentaries. I didn't even know anything about architecture. That's why you're perfect, he said.
Throughout his career, Sidney Pollack never stopped acting. He said that once in a while, he could not resist being able to spy on other directors by acting in their films. He said that he learned new methods and techniques from these directors. Pollack has played many kinds of roles in movies such as Husbands and Wives, directed by Woody Allen, Eyes Wide Shut, directed by Stanley Kubrick, and The Player, directed by Robert Altman. He even made appearances in television shows such as Will and Grace and Entourage. In Michael Clayton, Pollack plays a high-powered lawyer named Marty Bach. He is head of a group of lawyers involved in a difficult case. Here is a scene with Pollack and George Clooney, who plays one of the lawyers, Michael Clayton.
Everybody knows how valuable you are, Michael. Everybody needs to know.
I'm 45 years old, and I'm broke. I've been riding shotgun for 12 years, and I got no equity. I'm sorry, I don't feel reassured.
Nobody told you to go into the bar business.
I only opened it so that I have something else. I'd have a way out.
I had no idea you were so unhappy.
How many times did I ask you to put me back on a litigation team? Hey, how many times?
Anybody can go to court. You think that's so special?
I was good at it.
Wonderful. So are a lot of people. At this, what you do, you're great.
Later in his career, Pollack was involved in many film and acting organizations. For example, he served as director of the Actors Studio West in Los Angeles, California, and as a chairman for the American Cinematheque. Sidney Pollack died of cancer at his home in Los Angeles, California, in 2008. He was 73 years old. His many films will continue to influence generations of movie lovers.